News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday evening, chatting with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. We're actually visiting a couple of hours earlier than usual.
Just in case.
Trying to get Rhonda home before it gets too dark, and that's really not a bad idea. For instance, I'm planning to make a quick trip this weekend, but I'm not planning to leave until tomorrow morning when the sun comes out, because I don't want to have to deal driving with the refrozen roads tonight.
Right. You know, they're looking outside now, it looks like, you know, the roads are pretty decent right now, but that's good, but it's also bad because you tend to get a little bit of overconfident, and then you hit a patch of roadway that's been in the shade and there's ice and you start slipping, and you know you're not anticipating that. And so I think people may have gotten a little bit courageous because the sun has come out and melted some of the ice away, but realize that in the places that haven't gotten sun, it's probably still slippery, and along, you know, the bridges and overpasses, probably still a little bit slippery, you know, themselves.
And hopefully those who operate four-wheel drive vehicles do understand they are not invincible.
Well, hopefully. You know, sometimes, you know, people in, you know, those type of vehicles tend to think that, you know, they can, you know, go a little bit faster, but everybody still needs to go slow and use caution. We don't want anyone hurt.
What have been some, hopefully there's been very few reports of things that we've seen on TV or YouTube where it's slick, so let's hook up the inner tube behind the pickup or something like that, that really causes everybody problems and danger.
We did have a call. I was listening to the radio earlier, and one of our animal control officers requested a patrol unit to come out and visit with some kids in a neighborhood that were sitting in a Rubbermaid container with a rope being pulled behind a pickup truck. And let's not do that. First of all, our officers have other things that they need to do, and we don't want you to get hurt. And somebody's going to get hurt. You know, somebody, they're going to slide into a car, their car's going to stop, they're going to slide into the back of the pickup truck, another car could hit them. It's different if you're in a Rubbermaid container on a lid or something, sliding down a hill in a park, but not on our public streets. You don't need to be slip-sliding down the public streets.
I don't want this to come off as being sarcastic or cynical, but I presume parks, if there is a hill, you're allowed to go sledding or tubing or sliding down on a lid or a piece of cardboard if that's all you have.
Well, unless the park is marked closed. If they've got the park marked as closed, then no, don't go in, because they may be trying to protect the turf or whatever. So, you know, pay attention to the signs. If there's no signs that says the park is closed, then go have fun.
When was the last time there was this much frozen precipitation? There was a little ice that covered the snow that came down.
I think we had a little bit last year. I remember, maybe it wasn't last year, the year before, it was perfect because we had several inches of beautiful snow, but because of the way the weather had been that day, the roadways were still warm, so the grass and everything was covered in snow, and the streets and sidewalks were perfectly clear. And to me, that's perfect snow because it's really pretty and we can still drive safely. But it didn't quite happen that way this time.
And again, we're speaking mid-afternoon today, and so far there's been no injuries or worse.
Well, we had one major accident at the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welborn Road, and there were some injuries in that accident, and some people had to be transported to the hospital. I haven't had any word on the extent of those injuries, but the fact that no one's contacted me means that it's not life-threatening. I think there was about three or four vehicles involved in that. So we have had one major accident. We've had about six minor accidents, had 17 motorists assist. The number of minor accidents is a little bit misleading, because what we've been doing today, because we had so many calls, if the damage to the vehicles involved were minor and the vehicles were drivable, we were asking the parties involved to just exchange information, because we just didn't have enough officers to respond to the little bumps. And so the Texas law doesn't require a report if the damage is under $1,000. And so we just ask parties involved to exchange information and then, you know, handle it between themselves.
then if it's found later that the damage does exceed $1,000, do you go back to the police department and file a report?
If your insurance company requires that, yes. Otherwise, it's going to show up in your record if you do it at that point. And so you just kind of have to use your discretion.
What else about cold weather? I know that we're on the tail end of this particular weather event, but I think even next week maybe we're going to get back into the 20-some nights.
I know a lot of people think that they need to water their lawns because they want to protect those roots, and that's kind of a myth. You know, if you've got like a golf course, then you may have to do a little bit of extra for your turf because that grass is not necessarily dormant. But the grass in our yards is dormant, and we've had enough rain lately that it has given the grass enough moisture. And so my yard guide tells me, you don't need to water your lawns. It's fine. The problem with watering right now is that it doesn't stay in the yard. It gets on the streets, and when the water gets on the streets, it freezes and makes it more dangerous for the people traveling down the roadways. Bob Caldwell with TxDOT actually told me that last time that we had a freeze, a major portion of the problems that they encountered were from sprinkler systems. And so turn off your sprinkler systems. You don't need to water. It's not going to do any good to protect your lawns, and it will keep the streets clear and make it safer for people traveling.
Now, tomorrow morning, obviously, it will be cold, and I don't think we're done with cold mornings yet this winter and this coming spring. I'm curious about what the city of College Station's approaches regarding starting vehicles and leaving them unattended so that they can warm up.
We never encourage that. Now, if you can do that and if you can lock your car, we can understand you not wanting to sit on the car while you're trying to warm it up. But, of course, we never suggest that people start their cars and leave them unattended, leave them running unattended. If you do that at your home and do it in your garage, that's not safe because you've got the carbon monoxide being trapped in your garage. It could get back into your house. And so be careful doing that. I know it's unpleasant to sit there while your car is warming up, but it's really, not something that we encourage people to do.
Trying to think if there's a I know I should be very, very well versed in this, and I think I've covered all the typical bases about this type of weather at this time of the year, having lived north of I-40 for so many years. So,
what about space heaters? Remember, if you have them, keep them at least 3 feet away from anything that's combustible. And if you are running space heaters in your house, be a good idea to have carbon monoxide detectors in your home also, which is a good thing to have anyway. But be real careful with the space heaters. Had a terrible, terrible tragedy over in the Brenham area yesterday, and we want to make sure that we don't have any more fires. And I don't know that caused it, but they did find space heaters there. But I think they're still trying to determine the cause. But it's just a little bit of a reminder to be careful if you're using a space heater for heat.
Very good. As always, let's finish up with the non-emergency number in case someone has a question, maybe after a crash or something else pops up.
Sure. Our non-emergency number is 764-3600, and the non-emergency number for the county and Brian is 361-3888, and the non-emergency number for Texas A&M University Police Department is 845-2345.
Well, it appears we're over the worst, at least at this round, and thanks to you and your comrades with the cities for keeping us all up to date on developments, and hopefully we'll be able to breathe a little easier, at least maybe this will be the only episode we'll have this season.
That would be wonderful. I can't say that I'm a real fan of the cold, icy weather. I live in Texas for a reason. And, I prefer, 65 degrees. That would be 65 to 70 would be good.
Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.